Evening, Ranger. What, not happy to see me? Yeah, well, the look on your face said it for you. Nice greeting. You really took that 48-hour truce to heart, didn't you? Relax, I'm just here to drop something off, and then I'll be going, all right? Well, I was going to give it to Diane, but it seems she's left for the night. You left this at my house. Didn't see too many dressed as werewolves that night, so, figured this was yours. Well, trust me, I know for a fact it's not mine, so I'm just being a good neighbor. Here's your tail back.
Jesus.
You know, when someone goes out of their way to bring you something that you've lost, the usual response is a thank you, or even a thanks, instead of the death glare you've chosen to go with. You know, I don't know sign language, but I'm pretty sure that finger doesn't mean thank you. No, I definitely debated keeping it, holding it hostage for a few days until you decided to come back and pick it up yourself, but that would mean you coming back to my house, which always goes so well for me. That, and having any item that belongs to you in my house, has seemingly convinced my best friend of several rumors. Well, apparently last time she caught you creeping around in the living room. I guess it was too much for me to hope that you'd just sleep off the twisted ankle. So, did you find anything interesting? Besides my magazines and cookbooks? What is with you today? You're in more of a mood than usual. You haven't been trespassing on my property, so I know it wasn't me. Long day. Clearly. Well, then I won't take up any more of your time. Have a good night, Ranger. Yes, my family still goes hiking up there frequently. Is this about the whole big wolves thing? I can promise we haven't seen anything out of the ordinary, and we'll be careful if we do. All right, if it's not that, then what? Excuse me? What are you talking about? I thought you said that they were arrested. What? They were just let go. You're kidding. So did they face any consequences? Charges, fines, anything? License. Right, because clearly these are law-abiding citizens, and having their license revoked is going to stop them from doing this again. Great. Just great. Ranger, why wasn't I made aware of this? As a matter of fact, it is my business. They were hunting on my land, where my family lives. I understand that you and I do not get along, but I would think that you, of all people, would care about keeping the forest safe. And I have every right to know if one of my family members is going to get caught by a stray bullet because you couldn't do your job. So what do I need to do now? Bypass you and go to the police? filed trespassing charges because obviously poaching didn't work. Well, that's rich. I am not going to have you tell me what I can and cannot do about my... They're not going to do anything. You've already tried, haven't you? Pays to have friends in high places, huh? So what happens now? Where do we go from here? Yes, we. That is still my property, so I am still a part of this. Let you handle it. Right, because clearly that has been going so well so far. Look, I have resources that can help. Well, why not? What, you can't trust me? Oh my god, you still think I'm hiding something? Oh my god. Oh, you could not be serious. I am literally offering help to do something for both of us that will benefit everyone in the long run, and you are standing here rejecting it because you are clutching to some conspiracy theory. You are the most frustrating, pretentious son of a... Fine. That's fine. If you want to handle this on your own with all the red tape that you have to go through, go ahead. In the meantime, let me just inform my family that they can't go outside. Sounds like a great deal to me. No, if you can handle this, then you should handle it. I'll just go and leave you to it. Good luck. Of all the half-brained, egotistical rangers in this entire country, I get the one that has the empathy levels of a brick wall. Please pick up, Hi, Diane, it's Claire. I'm doing well, thank you. I'm sorry to call you so late, but I wanted to ask a favor of you, if I could. Do you remember the poachers that were caught on my property a few months back? Oh, so you know about that already? Really? Diane, you know I trust you, but I can hardly imagine that they got that upset for our sake. Well, regardless, it seems they've moved on from being upset to just being irritable. Yeah, I just spoke with them. Civil is a loose term, but that's not what I wanted to ask. Their licenses were revoked. You wouldn't happen to have a list of those licenses, would you? No, nothing like that. I just want to know who I'm looking out for. No, of course, confidentiality reasons, I understand. I've been to the library once or twice, but I wouldn't say I hung around the town records section. Tomorrow, I think I can spare some time. Um, No, I think you're right. Documents get mixed up there all the time. You said 11 tomorrow? Diane, you are a gem. Thank you. Yes. You too. Have a good night. Beth, it's me. I'm calling in a pack meeting. How soon can you be at the den? Our poachers are back. No, their hunting licenses were revoked, but that was it. I know we haven't seen any traps recently, but if they thought they saw giant wolves in this area, I hardly think not having a license is going to stop them from coming back. The rangers won't be able to do anything until it's too late. We'll talk more at the den, okay? All right, see you in 20. Bye. Looks like we've got a whole new hunt of our own.